Hi friends, welcome to my daily update video. Hey, in a moment I'm going to share some thoughts on my message this coming Sunday about the old and new wineskin and about what it takes to host the presence of God, to steward and maintain God's wine, his presence, if you will, in our life. But happy Friday, wherever you're at today. I'm recording this on a Friday morning here at my office in Sturbridge. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things as well. As always, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button there and give the bell symbol a long press. That way YouTube will let you know about future videos there. Just also want to say thank you to the partners of Graham Jones Ministries. Thank you to my friends and partners. Leah and I have this wonderful crazy Holy Ghost group of people who've been walking with us for many years, who pray for us, who support our missions work financially. So we love you. Thank you guys, and are praying for you. If you're interested in becoming a partner, find out one of the links below, and you can do that wherever you're at or whatever you can contribute. It's all good for the only cause that counts. Hey, later today, I'm going to be doing a live Q&A session as well. It's probably going to go out around about 1 or 1:30 p.m. on social media. It'll also be here on YouTube as well. So I've got a couple of spots open if anybody has any questions, suggestions. Let me give the questions I currently have. I've got the question, how do we deal with doubt? Really good question. What are spiritual gifts? How can we learn to hear from God? Somebody's asked me this one. It always pops up, but it's a good question to hear. You know, why does God allow evil? Question mark. And also the question, is the Bible reliable? So I'm going to jump into those live later. So join us online if you can there. What else can I mention? Hey, this coming weekend then, I just have one service in Sturbridge this coming Sunday morning. Again, I'm going to be speaking about the new wineskin. More on that in a moment. And I also have an online course, the Revelation course, about learning to walk in divine revelation. So if you are interested in that, I'm going to have that on offer a half price this weekend only. Good. And lastly, again, all those links below, and do subscribe to our email newsletter. We offer a free 3-hour teaching whenever anybody signs up there. Good. So hey, let's talk for a few minutes about God's presence. You know, again, I'm talking about this weekend, the old wineskin, the new wineskin, and I think the challenge in Christianity, the challenge for the church, the challenge for us as individuals is not to try to persuade God to give more of his presence, more of his spirit. God, send revival. God, send revival. God, send revival. It's always struck me a little foolish in a way to pray that, as if God's like, no, I don't want to, or you guys haven't prayed and begged enough, and when you really, 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 really beg me long and hard enough, I will send revival. Rather, I think the issue is always about this. It's about, Lord, how do we, forgive my words here, but how do we maintain, how do we steward, how do we walk with? I don't want to say how do you contain, because Holy Spirit can't be contained, but in that sense, you see, he's the wine, and yet we, as individuals, as in our soul, in our thinking, in our mindset, in our actions, in our churches, in our cultures, we're the wineskin. So the issue is not God send more wine, but rather, Lord, give me a wineskin. Let my life, let my church, let my movement, let who I am and what I am be a wineskin that you are pleased to dwell with, that can flow with you. You know, I think the current wineskin of the church is not able to contain the hunger that's rising, that's dwelling. There's a hunger bursting forth there. And at times, of course, with that old wineskin, because it's not great, the wine falls on the ground and spills, and that's a bad thing. You know, the answer, the antidote to the bad, to an old wineskin, an incorrect wineskin, is not no wineskin. It's to have a new wineskin. In a way, the lesson of the wineskin is really, really simple. It basically comes down to this. The old wineskin tells the wine what to do. The old wineskin is dur, it's in French, is hard, is rigid, it's inflexible, it doesn't move. If you push it too hard, it will snap and break. And the old wineskin dictates to the wine the form of the wine. You know, if you were to put wine in a glass bottle, like a wine bottle, the wine takes the shape of the bottle. The wine literally will sit in a, you know, it will be shaped by that hard, immovable container, if you will. The lesson of the new wineskin is this: the wine will determine the shape of the skin. The skin is flexible, it moves, it's supple, it will adapt to the shape of the wine. So when somebody comes and says, what's the right form for church, for instance? You know, for years I've heard people have silly debates. Every few years, somebody will rise up with a new version of, we need mini church, small church, micro church. I don't think there's any right or wrong way of doing church. The right or the wrong way of doing church is, what's the Lord doing in the season? How do we shape ourselves around what He is doing? And today, I just want to give you a few quick thoughts about how do we abide in God's presence? Now, in one sense, God's in us all the time. He never leaves us, never forsakes us. 1 John 2, verse 27 says, the Spirit of God, the anointing you received, abides within you. So God in us doesn't come and go and lift and show up and check out of that. He's there all the time. And yet there's a difference between God being in us and God manifesting His presence and us living in the fullness of the experience of His presence. That's a different thing in a way. It's one thing to be in a room. It's another to fill that room and show who you really are there. So let me give you 5 quick keys here that will help us to let the wine flow in us fully, that will allow us to host the presence of God, if I can put it that way. Firstly, key number one, our affections. Paul says in 2 Corinthians that God is limited by our affections. And I want you to think about that for a moment. Do you know, whenever we show affection to God, frankly, whenever we're loving, whenever our thoughts, our affections are upon Him, He shows up. It's one thing to go around saying as a kind of theological proposition, God is in me. Yes, amen. Well, that's nice. You know, God's in me all the time. Amen to that. But it's another when we say, Lord, I love you. I just bless you. I welcome you here. Lord, I thank you. You're here with me today. And when we do that, He's with us in a different way. So number one, learn to direct your affections towards God. Key number two, grieve not the Spirit. Now again, God's love for us, God's covenantal commitment towards us is not based on what we do or what we don't do, but rather what Jesus did and His finished work that we receive by grace. And yet, I tell you, there really is an and yet, because God is not, just because God loves me does not mean He is always pleased with me. Think about that. I want to say that one again. Just because God loves me does not mean that He is always pleased with me. And yet He can be. So there are really 2 commandments in the New Testament concerning the Holy Spirit. Quench not the Spirit and grieve not the Spirit. So come on, key number two is find those things that grieve Him and beware of them. You know, we should be aware. If I had a guest in my home and I was doing something that really upset or grieved that guest, suddenly I'm blaring loud music or I had something, you know, inappropriate on television or whatever, and my guest is really just like uncomfortable or grieved or wants to get up and leave, would I notice? And the thing with Holy Spirit in us is we want to be in that place where He's pleased to dwell with us, not grieved by us. So key number three, quench not the Spirit. And by that, I mean allow Him to do what He wants to do. Allow Him to move through us. Allow Him to manifest Himself through us. Come on, moving along. Key number four here is practice. Practice His presence. Practice listening to Him. Practice partnering with Him. Practice acknowledging that He's there with you. Practice following His direction, practice asking Him questions, practice learning to notice those promptings, those guidings, those leadings that don't do this, do this, practice, practice, practice. And I'll end with this today. It's been a real key to me in my life. There's a principle in the Bible. I'll mention it in the negative and then turn it into the positive. The Bible says, today, if you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. And really simple, how do we get a hard heart? It's actually very simple. A hard heart doesn't happen overnight. A hard heart is not something you can catch, like you can catch a cold or COVID or whatever kind of thing. You catch a hard heart, you don't catch it. You develop, you cultivate a hard heart by hearing his voice and taking no notice. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So imagine this. Every time God speaks to me, if I'm like, no, not listening, but out, I'm going to do things my way, my heart gets just a little bit harder. And if I keep practicing hearing from God and ignoring and not acting upon what he says, not engaging with what he says, my heart is going to get harder and harder and harder. The really sad thing is it's possible to get to a place where God is still speaking and you don't even hear his voice anymore because you've so hardened your heart. It's called the unforgivable sin in a way. It's not that God won't forgive it, but you're not in a place to receive forgiveness. You've so hardened your heart to his voice. Yuck, negative, don't want to go there. Let's flip that into the positive. What happens if every day when God speaks to us, we hear, we engage? What happens if when we hear his voice, we don't harden our heart? We say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. We act upon it, even if it doesn't work. That's not my point here. If we cultivate this practice of hearing and obeying, hearing and acting, hearing and engaging, what happens is the same principle, but in the positive, that every time we hear him, our hearts get softer and tender, and we cultivate a soft, sensible, sensible, you know, a heart that's tender, a heart that loves to hear from him. And God wants you and I to be tender hearted. Real men, but tender hearted. Boom. So just some thoughts there. Hey, if you're able to be with us in person Sunday morning, I'll be speaking about this and a lot more. We'll be live streaming that at 11 a.m. Eastern, New York time, for my European friends. And I hope to have that online later as well as a video and a podcast. So have a wonderful day, guys. Again, check out some of those links below. Hit that subscribe button, and I'll be back with some Q&A later today. Stay warm in this snowstorm that we're having this weekend in New England. And see you soon in the plan, guys. Bye for now.